Welcome, you beautiful divine beings, wherever you are throughout this lovely, wonderful universe. You're listening to Reverend Kemp Live, Rich Kemp Live, over this fine, fabulous station, BBS Radio, Internet Radio Show. I'm coming to you live. I'm in South Florida. I'm in South Beach, to be exact, and it's beautifully warm here. Perhaps where you're listening, it's cold, it's snowing, it's icy, it's chilly. Well, may the warmth of the truth that I present today, may it warm your heart, warm your soul. Now, today we're going to talk about anything and everything you want to talk about. So if there's a subject that you'd like to talk about, I want you to call me and we'll talk about it live. You can talk live with Rich tonight, and the number to dial, the number to call in is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And all my wonderful Facebook friends and followers, please feel free to give me a call, and we'll talk about whatever we want to talk about tonight. Some of the things I want to talk about really has to do with life's relationships, with friends, with families, and even with so-called foes. Some of the things that we deal with interpersonally, like guilt and forgiveness or unforgiveness or regrets and animosity, and resentments and grudges, those type of things. If you are dealing with any one of those particular subjects, let's talk about it. Give me a call today. This is Rich Kemp Live. My number is 888-627-6008. We want to talk about it. We want to talk with you, and we'll be able to help one another as we grow through life. As we go through life, we grow through life. And so give us a call. The number again is 888-627-6008. Wherever you're listening to in the Bahamas, if you're listening in throughout the Caribbean, in Russia, if you're listening in Europe somewhere, in London, Italy, Arkansas, Alaska, Minnesota, all over. We are even on the moon. Yes, I'm sure there's some folks out there listening to us on the moon, and so, or some other planets, wherever they may be. This is Rich Kemp Live. You're listening to Rich Kemp Live, and it's so wonderful to be able to come into your homes, to come into your computer, and to share and to talk. Guilt. Let's talk about guilt. Let's talk about that word, guilt. It's a universal human experience, isn't it? We all felt it. We all feel it. We all have experienced it. And so guilt can be real or can be imagined, but it's still real to the person who is experiencing it. And so many times in life, we feel guilty because of something we did or something we did not do, something we should have said or something we did say. We have a guilt about that. And today we want to liberate ourselves from all the negativity of guilt, because guilt is a weight. It's a burden. It holds you down. It keeps you down from exploring, from soaring, from expressing the real you, the beautiful you that you are. And we don't want that to happen. So we're going to talk about that aspect, one of those areas that we all deal with from time to time. I know even today I spoke with one of my sons, and he was going through some issues, and one of them had to deal with guilt, and he didn't want to talk to me. He thought, because he, in his words, he thought I would feel a certain way, and I had to say to him, son, it doesn't matter. It does not matter because I love you no matter what it is that you did or didn't do. And you don't need to carry around guilt, because guilt is not a friend. Wow. Thank you, Spirit. Guilt is not your friend. Guilt is there to beat you, to hinder you, to hurt you, to immobilize you. And as we spoke, as my son and I spoke, he's 23, so he's beginning to spread his wings, as it were. I said to him, son, it's important that you know this. And this is something that, as I'm speaking to you, you also need to be aware of this. And that is, you need to know that your Father loves you regardless of what you did or what you did not do. That love is not changeable. It's there forever, and regardless, it's unconditional. And I feel the infinite wants that word to be spoken to you that are listening, that the infinite loves you in spite of your guilt, in spite of your unforgiveness, in spite of your animosities, in spite of your resentments or grudges that you may have been experiencing or even harboring around. That's okay. You don't need to be concerned about that, because the Spirit loves you. The infinite loves you. God loves you just as you are. Now, isn't that good news? That's some good news that you can use, that it matters not what you've done, where you've been. You are loved unconditionally. So I'm remembering an incident in the life of Brian Shaw. Brian Shaw was an NBA coach. First, he was an NBA player with the LA Lakers. And he was doing so wonderful. And he wanted to be a blessing to his parents. And he bought his father a car and was driving down to Las Vegas in that car that Brian had purchased for him. And unfortunately, they had a terrible accident, and his father was killed. And his father and all of the others who were in the car was killed also. And so it was a terrible, terrible, tragic tragedy that took place on Interstate 15, right outside of Las Vegas. Brian Shaw's father, mother, her name was Barbara, she was age 51, and his sister, Monica, they all died. And the only survivor was the 11-month-old daughter, and she survived it. And I'm telling you this to share this, because he began to feel all kinds of guilt, and questions rose up in his mind. What if I didn't buy my dad that car? What if I just flew him down instead of having him drive the car down? So he began to feel really bad about the whole situation. Very much guilt, a lot of guilt. And perhaps you, among the millions who are living with and carrying around guilt or some regret or remorse or shoulda, woulda, coulda, the psychologists and psychiatrists label this a guilt complex. A guilt complex. I call this a guilt consciousness or guilty consciousness. And it's what we deal with. It matters not your race. It matters not your face or your place in life or your tastes in life. It matters not that you may consider yourself an atheist or religious or irreligious, or your nationality or your spirituality or your sexuality, none of us are exempt from dealing with this guilt. None of us are exempt from the shifts of life. Life shifts us around and take us from here to there. Things happen, in other words, that we have no seemingly controlled over. And so into each life, we're told, into each human experience, some rain will fall. And when those things occur, we get to feel so bad about them. We feel, boy, if I have only done this, or if I had only done that. If you like to talk about this with Rich, give me a call. The number to call is 888-627-6008. If you are a specialist in this field, I'd love to talk with you on the show sometime. So please feel free to give me a call if you're a specialist in this area, because in my journey through life, I meet a lot of people, religious as well as non-religious people, irreligious people, but they're all dealing with the same issue, and that is this guilt. They feel bad about something that they had absolutely no control over. Isn't that amazing? Yes, we do. So as we grow through life, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt, and you will hurt others. I found out that hurt people hurt people. Let me say it again. Hurt people hurts people. But that's okay. That's all part of it. And you will be hurt. You will be offended. You will be your feelings. And some of us, we have very thin skin, so we get offended very easily. But it's as you grow, you're going to learn to develop thick skin, so that what people think of you, or what you think people think of you, or what people say about you, doesn't bother you. I've had to grow some real thick skin, because being in this type of thing, in the ministry per se, it's people going to throw things at you. But let's talk about this now. You will be hurt. You will hurt others. You will be offended. It's not what happens to you. It's not what happens to you, but rather it's how you react to what happened to you. It's how you respond to what happened to you. Things are going to happen. Yes, they will. But it's the happened or the happenings, that's not the problem. That's not the issue. The issue is, how am I going to deal with this insult, for example? How am I going to deal with this rejection? How am I going to deal with this failure? How am I going to deal with this divorce, with this child? How am I going to deal with that in-law, that person on the job? How am I going to respond? And that's where the word responsibility comes from. Responsibility is simply the ability to respond positively or negatively. But so it's not what happens to you. It's how you respond to what happened to you, how you react to what happens to you. When shift happens, we have options. When things happen in your life, you have options. I have options. And what are those options, you said, Rich? Well, I'll tell you. You can curse it, or you can nurse it, or you can rehearse it, or you can disperse it. Wow. I'll say that again. When stuff happens to you, when things happen to you, when you are affected, when negativity comes into your realm, into your world, how do you respond? How do you react? It's not the thing, but it's how you respond to the thing. It's not the disappointment, but how you respond to the disappointment. It's not the breakup, I don't love you no more, but how you respond to that. That's the thing. That's the thing. And we all have options. And those options again are, you can curse it. Biggity blang, 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 blang. You can curse it when things happen. And we've all done that. Some of you are doing it right now. Yeah, you can curse it. That's an option. Or you can nurse it. You're nursing. Just won't let it go. Just nurse it. Then you can rehearse it. You just rewind the tape and you play it over and over and over again. Boy, I love this other one. The fourth option is you can disperse it. That's beautiful. Now you have to grow into this. It doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come easy, but it comes. But we have choices. That's what life is all about. Life is about choices. You can disperse. You can release. You can get rid of it. Ah, you have the power. You have the power. You have the power to choose. You can remain bitter, or you can become better. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Say it again, Rich. I think I will. When life throws curves at you, when life places things into your experience that you didn't expect, oh, you can remain bitter. You can stay bitter. Or you have a choice. You can say, you know what? I'm going to get up and get better. I'm getting rid of bitterness. And I'm stepping out into betterment. I'm bettering myself. Call Rich now. Call me right now. The number to dial is 888-627-6008. The number again is 888-627-6008. Let's talk about it. We can talk about it together. You know, you may have something to say that may help so many people. For I'm not here as some great one. I'm with you in the journey of love, in the journey of life. So don't be a stranger. Give Rich a call, and let's talk about it right now on this subject. So let's go over this. Now, I like to repeat. I like to go over this because it has to get into your spirit, into your consciousness, into your mind to understand that when shifts happen in your life, you have a you have choices. You can be offended. You can curse it. You can nurse it. You can rehearse it. Or you can disperse it. Because you have that power. You have the power to decide, to choose to be bitter, to choose to remain bitter, or choose to become better. You can remain a victim, or you can choose to become a victor in life. And like many of you, I've had to deal with shifts in my life, challenges. But I have learned. I've learned to say and to do that phrase, that statement that's in a song that we used to sing back in the Bahamas as children, about little Sally Walker. Little Sally Walker, that song that we would sing and clap our hands to. But there's a line in it that says, "Rise, Sally, rise. Dry your weeping eyes." You remember that? Some of you do? Okay. All right. And those are options we have. Now let's talk about guilt again. Guilt is the fact of being responsible for the commission of an offense. It's you being aware of something said or didn't say, did or didn't do. Just like Brian, the young man from the NBA. He did nothing wrong. All of his intentions were right and good, yet he felt guilty. He felt regrets, and he felt responsible for his parents' and sister's fatal demise. And I'm glad to report that Ryan Shaw, the NBA coach, he has since gotten over that. He has since moved on. But some of you haven't. Some of you are still some of you are stuck in the rut with this guilt. That's why I need you to call Rich right now at telephone number 888-627-6008. There's something good that's happening to you. Something wonderful is taking place in your experience, in your life. I want to talk with you. I'd love to hear you. So call me at telephone number 888-627-6008. Let's talk about this right now as we are dealing with this. So, Brian moved on. Now it's time for you to move on to your greater good. I'm going to be sharing some spiritual principles that's designed to inform you, but not only inform you, but to transform you, to liberate your consciousness, your subconsciousness, your mind of all the guilt complexes and every guilty conscience, be they real or imagined. Listen, the universe is a universe of overflowing and ever-flowing blessing. The infinite wants nothing but the best for you. Guilt will keep you from experiencing the best. There's a story that I love in the New Testament that the Master Jesus the Christ told of that is called The Prodigal Son. It's about a youngest son. His dad was very rich, and he took his dad's inheritance, his portion of his money, and he wasted it, went away, and he was broke after a while. And in a pig's pen, there's a statement that I love so very much. It reads, "But when he came to himself," when he realized his true spiritual divinity identity, when he came to the awareness, when he came into the consciousness of his divine sonship, oneness, he said, "I will arise." But even in that state, in his humanness, as he arose and he went to his father, when he got to the father saw him and ran to meet him and greet him. Beautiful reunion. But the young lad was so full of guilt. He began to say those things that many of us who grew up in organized religion or traditional Christianity in particular, we talk of the guilt start coming out of him. He said, "I'm no so unworthy. I'm unworthy to be called your son." See, that unworthiness came out of that guilt. Because he knew he did something. He knew what he did was not kosher, was not right. And he was expressing it. And as you read, as you listen to that ancient wisdom that the Master Jesus was talking about, there's nowhere in it that you ever find that the father said anything, didn't even respond to the lad. In fact, the opposite is true. The father told the servants, "Bring forth the fatted calf, bring forth the best robe, bring forth the shoes, bring forth the ring." And he just began to lavish him again with more items, showing him how much he was loved and welcomed back into the father's arms and love and family. So, but the universe cannot bring you your blessing or cannot bring blessings to you when you are filled with guilt, when you are guilty, when you are walking around with guilt consciousness, guilty conscience. The divine plan, man and woman, the divine plan is for you to be well, for you to be whole and complete. But unfortunately, millions, perhaps some, you are some of the millions, you are a few of those that are listening to me, are haunted. You're haunted, you're hindered from experiencing and from expressing you're good because of what I called the blessing blockages. And guilt is number one. The blessing blockages. There are a lot of them. There are about 7 or 8 of them blockages I call. The first one is guilt. Excuse me. The other one, another one is regret. Thirdly, animosity. Unforgiveness, resentment, grudges, and the list goes on and on. But those are the top ones that I call blessing blockages. And today we're talking about the number one, the first one, that is the guilt. Whenever the mind is engaged with unresolved personal or professional and family conflicts, or when we are engaged with anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, and real or imagined guilt, the truth is such tendencies only rob us and hinder us from enjoying surplus living. Let me repeat that. When your mind, when you continue to harbor unresolved personal issues, personal or professional, or even family conflicts. When you are engaged with anger, when you're filled with wrath, when you're filled with bitterness, when you're filled with unforgiveness and resentment, real or imagined guilt, these tendencies only robs you. It doesn't rob anyone else but you. You are hindering your own surplus living. You are the reason. You are the cause because of your guilt and your unforgiveness. Yet this is a moment to call Rich. And let's talk about it. My number is 888-627-6008. I am Rich Kemp. I am here to chat with you, to talk with you. We are on this station every other Sunday, and we're working on getting on it every Sunday, and then every day. That'll be a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that idea, don't you? Give me a call if you care to be a person of interest. You want to be an underwriter of some sort. And we'd be glad to talk with you about that. But this subject is so wonderful today. The freedom that I feel by the Spirit that's coming to you through me today. These blessing blockages, we're getting rid of them today. We're getting over it today. I'd love to talk to you through it. I'd love to share with you some of the thoughts, the moods, the ideas that I've encountered, that I've dealt with. Call Rich at this number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it, because your best is waiting on you. Your best is waiting for you. Now, when we talk about this subject, it doesn't matter how spiritual you are. I've met a lot of religious people in my travel, and speaking to different churches and events. And it's the religious people that carry around the most guilt, as it appears to be. They carry around a lot of guilt. I was holding, my wife and I, we were holding a study in a home, a rich gathering study in a home of a pastor in Las Vegas. And we were talking about this very subject here. And as we were talking, and as we were opening up, we'd open the floor, let people share. And the minister had a beautiful wife. And she said to us that she's been carrying around a guilt for so long. And as she expressed, as she shared with us what it was that she was dealing with, I felt her pain. She'd allowed her little daughter to play out in the front of the yard. And as the little girl played, I guess the ball came out and she ran out to get it, and she was hit by a vehicle, by a car, driven by a man that was drunk, intoxicated. The little girl was killed instantly. And the mother, this was many years later, and she expressed that night, at that particular gathering, was the place where she was able to release after hearing this presentation. She said, "Reverend Rich, I've carried this. My daughter would have been 18 now, and she was killed when she's around 6 or 7, something like that. And I hated that man. But more than hating that man, I felt I've carried this guilt. I felt responsible because I allowed my daughter to play without proper supervision. In her mind, it was okay because the gate was closed and everything, and so she, as a mother, you know, doing other things. But she felt responsible. And she lived, as a minister's wife, she lived with this guilt. And she would not, or she could not, really she would not, release it until this truth was brought forth that we're talking about tonight on guilt. And right then and there, she decided to release that man, to let him go, and to release herself. Oh boy, releasing herself of the guilt that she was carrying around, just like you, that are carrying, you are carrying around guilt right now. And you don't have to. You don't have to. You can be free. But it's up to you if you want to continue living with that. That's your prerogative. Or you can say, Rich, give me, let me call Rich and let me talk about this and get, when you talk about it, listen, when you talk about it, when you begin to verbalize your feelings, your deep hidden emotions and feelings, that is the beginning of your freedom, religion. Freedom from religion, freedom from the bondage, because that is what religion is. Religion is bondage and guilt. Nothing, how can I say this politely? But I can't, so I won't try. But religion is the reason why so many people are guilty, are carrying around guilt, or have a guilty consciousness because of religion. What religion has taught us, what traditional religion has taught us about ourselves, about all the other stuff. I won't get into it now, right now. But this guilt, this guiltiness, this guilt conscience, it's not something that you need. It's not something that you really want. You want to release it. And I just heard someone said in the spirit, I've tried to release it. I've tried, Rich. I've tried to release it. God knows I've tried. Well, stop trying. Stop trying. And just do it. Just do it. give me a call. I'll tell you. I'll show you how to do it. My number is 888-627-6008. You're listening to Rich Kemp Live. I'm on the air right now talking to you of how you can free yourself from all that unnecessary guilt. Would you call me? The phone number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk with you. I'd like to walk you through it. Because there is something about this, when you're free, man, your whole vision will change. Your whole life will change. I'm on the air now. Let's talk. Let's talk about it. My number is 888-627-6008. You are listening to Rich Kemp Live on this beautiful station, BBS Radio. Some of the other things that we deal with in this regards, as I said, I call these other items blessing blockages, and guilt being number one. Then there's regrets. What are you regretting? Boy, I wish I did that. Man, I wish I didn't do that. We've all been there. We've all, welcome to the club. But there are some folks that actually dwell in that state of regret and guilt. They like the psalm. It's the psalmist that says, "He that dwelleth," and that's where they dwell there. That you live there, and you should not be living there. You don't have to be living there, because guilt and regrets, those are first cousins. You know that, right? You regret, and you're walking in the guilt of that regret. When the liberation, your liberation is here. Your freedom is here. Free to be, to do, and to have everything that you desire. And the blockages of guilt and regret and animosity and unforgiveness and resentment and grudges, I can go on and on, will hinder you, will hurt you, will stop you from exploring and experiencing and expressing the good that you wish to be, to do, and to have. I want you to listen, because as you hear what I'm saying, you're going to have the faith to act upon it. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the word of good. And I want us to get ready to, oh boy, we're going to have a release of this in the next few moments as we come to conclude the show for today. And the stinking thinking that you're dealing with, guilt, the root of guilt, guilt is really accumulative thoughts that you think, that you entertain. That's part of that nursing. One of those things we said about earlier, you can curse it, you can rehearse it, you can nurse it and all that stuff. So that's what it is, regret. It's to repeat, rehearse. You rehearse it. And those thoughts. And your mind, everything begins in the mind, in your mind. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it begins in your mind. Guilt is what? Thoughts in your mind that you think, that you entertain, that you won't get rid of, you for whatever reason, and you beat yourself up. And that's where all this idea of unworthiness and undeserving comes from. Oh boy, undeserving. Where did it come from? Unworthy. Listen, that's because of guilt. Guilt will keep you in the dark. Guilt will keep you out of the light. Guilt will keep you in jail. Guilt will keep you in prison. And the only one that the only person that possessed the power, that possessed the key to release you is you. You are the liberator. All I'm doing is I'm just rewiring you. I'm just inspiring you. Inspiring and rewiring you to do something, to be something, and to release yourself from the guilt. The real guilt, some things that as a result of your action, sure. But it's also, there's a lot of people dealing with the that's imagine. And that's yes, that word again, imagine. What's imagination? Imagination is image of the mind. Imagery of the mind. Using your mind, you use your mind to keep you from expressing who you really are. You keep yourself in bondage. And this guilt brings about chronic illnesses in the body. Ulcers, cancers, stress. It affects the body. It affects the body, your body. It affects the body. Listen. It affects your body. And yet you have that power. You have the power. This is your hour. And your hour of power is now, has come. To release yourself, to unshackle yourself from the guilt, from guilty consciousness, from the stain of guilt, from the pain of guilt that you've harbored, that you've carried, that you've entertained, that you've nursed, that you've rehearsed. Today is your day to disperse. Today, this is your moment. I want to pray with you. I want to affirm with you. I want to agree with you. Call Rich now. Call me right now at 888-627-6008 and say, Reverend Rich, I want to talk with you. Let's talk. Let's talk, friends. Let's talk. I am your friend. I am your angel. I am your agent. I am your secret agent. I'm your secret angel. I've come to trouble your water today. I've come to disturb your little whirl. But not just disturb, but to rebuild your whirl. I am your divine messenger, and I'm on the air to talk. So give me a call, 888-627-6008. We're talking about the release. This young man that we talked about earlier, who gave his dad that beautiful car, and the dad got killed driving that car, he felt so much guilt, so much regret, so much remorse. But he got free. He found freedom. The minister's wife that I talked to you about, who carried for about 18 years or so the guilt, having a daughter killed, she got free. And I could go on and tell you different incidents of people that I've encountered. Even my own self, I've had to release. I've had to release myself. For I'm just as you are. But I had to say, enough of that stuff. Until you get to that point, you're going to continue walking around with your guilt. You're going to continue living with your guilt. If you, you know, here it is. Some folks just are too hung up. They're very much, they like what they like the guilt. Not everyone wants to be healed. I remember walking along a shopping plaza back in the Bahamas one day as I lived there. Excuse me. And a man outside sitting in a chair, a wheelchair. And at that time, my ministry was Center Healing. And I asked him, would he like to be healed? Excuse me. But he said, no. No. Oh my goodness. He said, I'm all right, Reverend. But if you got a dollar, I'll take a dollar. Oh my goodness. As I remember, this chuckles me because it just shows some people don't want to be healed. They love being sick to get all the attention and to be a burden to other people when they could be free. Excuse me. I need some water here. Excuse me. Got it. There you go. So, the guilt, the regret, you can nurse it, or you can disperse it. That's the choices that you have in life. I want to help you disperse it. I've got a special release treatment that I'd like to treat you with. But you need to call me. I've got about a minute left. I'd like for you to call me so I can give this treatment to you at 888-627-6008. You're listening to Rich Kemp Live. 60 seconds. At 30 seconds, I'm going to be off the air. But I want you to know it's been fun chatting with you today. And we'll do again the next time. It's always wonderful. Thank you so much. This is Rich Kemp Live. And remember, you are appreciated and loved. Thank you. Thank you.
get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage. Accompanied with positive, empowering music, Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.